Kyle, what a show that was, right?
Great show. Great dance break after the show.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Good 30 seconds I did that for.
Yeah. I'll be completely honest with you, Joe.
What's that?
I'm a little nervous about the audio. Why? We had a little snafu with the our recording thing.
I mean, it still says I'm recording and you're here.
Okay. So, that's totally fine.
And honestly, worst case scenario, thank God we're recording it right now, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. So, that's Ed. We'll find out after this post show if everything recorded or not. Okay, let's just talk about Kotaku for a second.
Yes,
let's please. Just because it's been my blood's been boiling over the Kotaku debacle that has been the last couple of months, really. Like Kotaku's been. Let's be honest with each other here. First and foremost, I love Kotaku. I want them to succeed. I want them to do all the things. For me, as a gamer, this is what got me into the culture was Kotaku. I remember working my first day at GameStop. And my manager's like, hey, if you want to get into the culture of games, go to the site Kotaku. They'll literally tell you all the things you need to know. And I've been reading from them ever since. And I feel like ever since the past 2 or 3 years... has came and went with Kotaku, they've been just getting worse and worse. So it seems like every month, it's pretty much like the movie How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. They just keep doing it. And it's not just like, listen, there are some people that want to just take shots, right? There are some non-great people out there. But you're also seeing some really awesome folks like from multiple publications, like to see Jared Petty, who's the kindest person in the world, actually go, what the hell is going on over there? It really makes you think, what the hell is actually going on over there, Kyle? Because
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm trying to see if this is, if it's Kotaku or Polygon, but somebody was the new editor in chief.
Patricia Hernandez, Kotaku, yeah.
And they were.
I have the quote here.
Yeah, they wanted to spice it up, I feel like, in the recent past couple months. Yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah, the one thing that I didn't like, and I called them out on, was one of their writers, who's a white dude by the name, I think it's Luke Plunkett that wrote the article, was like talking about how they weren't invited to the Far Cry preview, and that there's no talk about how troubling the use of Hispanic culture is, and how there's no like Hispanic coverage on the game. And it really just sounded like boo-hoo, I didn't get invited, because there's dozens of awesome Hispanic content creators that you could have pointed at towards, and awesome Hispanic writers as well that did write about their time with Far Cry and in their previews, and felt like they just avoided everything just to make this clickbaity article. And they've done this in the past as well, mocking the Call of Duty devs because they're like, oh, shooting guns is real hard. And they're like, that's not what this is about, my man. This is like, it's a lot of hard work here. And then lately, right now, the latest one with Metroid Dread, where they literally, in the first paragraph, they're like, all right, so for the Nintendo lawyers in the room, emulation's bad. Okay, now that they're out of the room, all right, everybody, let's teach you how to emulate and steal a brand new game. Which is just disgusting. It's awful. Like, and we'll get into the minutiae of that in a sec, but instead of going, you know what, I think we messed up because even our colleagues are kind of saying, hey, this wasn't a chill thing to do, we have Patricia Hernandez, the new editor-in-chief over at Kotaku, saying, I get having strong opinions about piracy, but I'm begging you to question why this then arms some of you to say or imply that the site is being run down under my tenure. Literally, largely the same... This is actually her typo. It's literally largely the same so far. You hate women or minorities. And she links to a Kotaku article from Kotaku Australia that does the fraction of the numbers that the Kotaku main site does, that says, and this is from 3 years ago, Breath of the Wild now runs beautifully in 4K on PC, from Luke Plunkett 3 years ago, somehow trying to justify a wrong with a wrong they did 3 years ago and saying, why isn't there outrage then? Just because the internet didn't catch your fuck up 3 years ago doesn't make it right now, Patricia. How about that?
Yeah.
That angers me.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not that this ever happened, but probably in some deranged person's mind. This whole argument is very much like, I just saw a man get stabbed, so I'm going to go stab somebody. It's totally fine, right? I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And so somebody else did it. I mean, we did it. So, like, I just don't.
Here's what I hate.
I get it. I think at the end of the day, and I think why we are so upfront, passionate, angry about this is because it is a brand new thing.
Yeah.
Right? You touched on it at the end of the show when we brought it up. But, like, emulation has its purposes. If there's no other way for you to play the game, it has been abandoned. It is on a console that is either super expensive just to buy the console itself, not let alone the game. And I'm talking like thousands of dollars, 800 right. bucks for like an old retro console. Emulation is totally fine by me. Emulation is totally fine if it's an older game. I feel like the fact that you are actively promoting, hey, go get this brand new thing and emulate it on your PC instead of going to buy it at the store or digitally, like,
yeah,
kind of shitty. And I get if you live in a place and it's gaming is just not accessible both financially and more readily available to you. I get that too. There's arguments to be had there as well. But you're a main video game news outlet that's basically saying, hey, go steal it.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I'm the squeaky clean person over here. I've lived through Napster. I've lived through Kazaa.
I've downloaded
plenty of things that I should not have.
Whoa. For the possible lawyers in the room, you didn't. I mean, that was a joke.
Statute of limitations. I'm old enough. It's a long time ago.
That's fair. Catch him if you can. Kyle Stevenson.
Yeah.
No, the thing that makes me upset is, first off, the Breath of the Wild, it's not a one-to-one comparison, because Breath of the Wild, when published, came out 2 years prior to that article. It's literally the day of this game coming out, and you're literally saying, hey, you can rip it in this emulation site right here. Link to it. It's embedded in these words.
I didn't actually look at the article. Linked to...
So it's like, okay, so you're literally teaching and showing people, at least in the original post. They have changed it. They have changed... So here's the thing that upsets me more. They have changed the original post. They've done some editing as well on their own behalf. So to me, the thing that I hate is what Patricia wrote. It's like, it's literally largely the same so far as either you hate women or minorities. It's like, what the fuck type of reply is that? It's like, oh, so I'm critiquing you. That makes me a sexist. Oh, that I'm critiquing you. So that means I'm a racist. Like, what is that? What? And Patricia, I'm sorry here, but when you talk about it's been largely the same, when you came in the beginning of June, you had a manifesto of what's wrong with not just games media, but with Kotaku, and that you're here to fix it and change it rapidly. And so your argument is literally, I'm inept at my job, so I haven't changed a goddamn thing. Or I know exactly what I've been doing and letting my writers do. So, I'm bulletproof because I'm a woman and a minority. Like, does that not make sense? Because when I read that, it's like, it's been largely the same. Like, that is literally like, I've been caught at school doing something and go, well, I've been doing that for a while. It's like, well, you said you'd stop. Yeah, but like, I've been doing it for a minute and you guys haven't caught me till now. It's like, that's not a good excuse. Mm-hmm. It's not. I really hate that excuse. It really irks me. Because it's literally you saying, hey, all the promises I've made, I've broken them. And actually, we're just doing the same thing since before I've been in my tenure.
Yeah.
And that, again, doesn't make it right. And I'm not, at least for me, I'm not yelling at you, Patricia, for the articles, but there is something to say about the leadership that allows these articles to be run. And you also have to take a look at it going, yeah, it's not just the normal toxic bullshit fandom that we have to deal with, but it's our own colleagues that are confused and bewildered by some of the moves that we're making. But instead of going, you know what, let's take another look at how we're doing things as of late, because we're losing a lot of faith, and I can assume a lot of viewership as well. No, let's just fucking double down. Is beyond me. Beyond mm-hmm. me. When it comes to emulation and when it comes to piracy, I'm here to tell you that when it comes to like a 90s game that hasn't been supported or is probably the better version of that touched up version, like a Castlevania of some sort, go for it. It's your choice. I'm not going to do it, but I'm not telling you can't. If it's not being supported by the publisher, fine. If you found a way to emulate PS2 games, give me a holler. But if the publisher themselves don't give a shit about its IP, go for it. If it is like, and here's where I'll get even crazier and say, I'm not here to judge it, because I've seen some people go, well, I mean, I've illegally downloaded Sony Vegas, or, you know, during my college days, that's how I did Photoshop. It's like, no, I think there's a difference between a necessity for the thing that you're going for or for a job. Let's just say, you know, and the Adobe suite on its own, I believe, is about $500 per license. Yeah, Adobe is not
way too much.
Yeah. Adobe isn't losing sleep anytime soon. Even there, I'm just like, all right. But when it comes to a small studio working on this game, I don't give a shit about Nintendo. Nintendo's making billions. That excuse is void. We're talking about a developer that's been hired for a thing, critically acclaimed. Give them their roses here. When it comes to supporting that game, that a franchise that is on the brink of irrelevancy, support it so that Nintendo makes more of them.
That's a whole other side of the argument. I think a lot of people are forgetting and overlooking is that, like, there's a reason why a new Metroid game hasn't been a thing for so long, because they don't sell well, notoriously.
Yeah.
And it's if you want more Metroid games, buy the games.
Yeah.
Because like we say many times on the show, the members of the boardroom, the CEOs, the suits, they're just going to be looking at the numbers. And if the numbers aren't great, they're not going to greenlight another one.
Yeah. That's and so it's not like, oh, Nintendo needs to. It's like you finally discovered what capitalism is about. If you don't buy the thing, the company's not going to make more of them. It's not about Nintendo needs to make billions more dollars back. It's also about us saying, hey, we like this thing so much, we're going to support this thing so that it keeps happening. Again, it's just been so irresponsible. And this isn't Kotaku for the past 6 months. This has been Kotaku for the past 2-3 years. And we're now realizing it because the leadership has changed. The leadership promised something different, and it's just giving us largely the same. So, Patricia, instead of, you know, calling me a sexist and a racist because I dare disagree with you, maybe keep up with the promises that you said you'd keep. There's nothing to do. None of this has nothing, and it angers me. It has nothing to do with your gender. It has nothing to do with your race. It literally does involve how you've been handling your job. All right? It angers me because I know how amazing this community and diverse this community is, and welcoming this community is, and how much we often fight for that. And so when we see someone, it seems like indirectly throwing shade at us or me or whatever, because I don't agree with you. It's the Sith mentality of, like, you're either with me or against me. Like, grow up, Patricia, grow up. And the thing that sucks is, like, comments like that are going to prove the Joe Rogans of the world right. You know, that's really, it's going to hurt me the most, people are going to start taking horse medicine because, you know. All right. Don't do that. Don't fucking take horse medicine. Listen, goddamn doctor. Kyle, yes.
I don't know how to transition out of this.
Oh, I was right about to.
I assume you're going to the empowering question.
Yes. Well, you go for it.
I want to bring this up first.
Okay.
Because I don't want to take away from the empowering question of the week. During or after the show, like I do almost every week, I go on Twitter to see if there's any late breaking things, right? Mm-hmm. And on the side of Twitter, I see that Kevin James is trending.
Oh, shit.
And I go, oh, no, something happened to Kevin James. That hurts because I love Kevin James. My mom thinks I look like Kevin James and act like him sometimes
when we watch King of Queens. Yeah.
So the reason why Kevin James is trending is because apparently the most searched for term in the state of Tennessee on Pornhub is Kevin James. The
Tennessee
most searched thing in Tennessee on Pornhub is Kevin James.
Shout out to you, man.
Hey, shout out to you. Walking through Tennessee, you are like a king. Of Queens, but maybe of Tennessee this time. I don't know.
Spinoff, you have it there. Hyde and Dorset asks, Halloweeny question, if you were going to trick or treat this year, what candy would you hope to find an abundance of in your bag? And on the flippity flop, and on the flippity flip, which one would you try to trade away? Personally, I love me some Nerds and Snickers, God, yes. Any candy with coconut can fuck off.
Yes.
Yes. And let me tell you, my Wella, that's her jam. She's like, give me an Almond Joy. Let's go. And I'm like, why? She's like, oh, man, Puerto Rico, that's what we had all the time was like coconuts, apparently, over there. Like, and that's what she snacked on as a kid. I'm like, that's gross, Grandma. Coconuts are gross, and I hate them. So, yeah, anything with coconut.
Mounds, right, Almond Joy, get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here with that trash.
I would hope for, and a lot of people hate it. I love them. Give me those Mike and Ikes. I will gladly take
Mike and Ikes. Oh, wow, yeah. I'll gladly give them to you. Ugh.
Starburst for 100% is top of the line. Milky Way's Midnights, the dark chocolate ones are very good as well. The things I'm giving away, shocker, it's Snickers. I don't like Snickers.
Oh, my.
I was the kid to go to after Halloween. Cause I was like, yeah, you want Snickers? Sure. Give me everything else. I'll trade you Snickers.
Wow.
And yeah, coconut stuff can rot in a garbage dump, as well as candy corn. Candy corn can go fuck right off.
I was gonna ask you, are you pro candy corn? Wow.
No, candy corn, candy pumpkins, candy everything. Get the fuck out of here. Candy apple? Are we talking about the actual candy apple?
Actual candy apple.
Yes. I was talking about like the little candy corn and candy pumpkin version of that. Yeah, no, that's
here's the thing. You can have some of them and it's great, but then it's kind of like that scene in Step Brothers where they fart in the room and he's like, well, it's like you pop a few, you're like, oh, this is good. I like this. And then you pop a few more, you're like, okay, something's happening. You pop a few more and like, all right, now this is fucked up.
It tastes awful.
Yeah.
It's like wax.
But yeah, beginning's great.
No.
All right.
Not at all.
The abundance, I need a Reese's. If I see a Reese's peanut butter cup, oh my God, game
those
over.
Those are good.
Pop them. Like that's probably why I'm this large, is because Halloween comes and I'm just inhaling anything that's reminiscent of a Reese's.
Oh, hot take? I like Reese's Pieces more than cups.
I took off my headphones because I didn't even want to hear it.
Sorry.
Reese's Pieces are bullshit candies.
No, they're not. What are you talking about?
They try so hard to be M&M, but the peanut to chocolate ratio is off.
There is no chocolate in a Reese's Pieces.
That's what. Well, you got the chocolate cover, like the covering.
I think it's just a sugar candy coating, is it not?
No, there has to be a little chocolate in there.
No, I don't think there's any chocolate in there.
Well, this is a debate. This is a debate. So, yeah, that's what's off. I can't just inhale peanut. If I
and I realize I'm saying pieces. I know it's pieces.
Yeah, I know it's Reese's, but if I say Reese's, it's been that way till the day I die. Yeah, it has to have a little bit of chocolate.
That's
right.
I don't think there is.
Reese's, you're getting to this. Have chocolate in them. Here, this is the second thing. Reese's Pieces are a product extension of the peanut
butter. Peanut cups. Butter wrapped in a crunchy
shell. Oh, wow. They have no chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're so fucked up. You're just tasting peanut butter.
Can I tell you why I love them so much?
Yeah.
Huh. E.T.
Okay.
E.T. as a kid, seeing that on screen, I'm like, yeah, that's the kid I want.
You know what we should do? I mean, this is a concoction that I would approve. This is Badbit approved concoction. Half Reese's Pieces, half M&M's. Pour them in a bowl, shake them.
Oh, no. That's the whole M&M and Skittles in a bowl. Have you heard of that?
Well, first off, Skittles, again, like, Skittles are good. They're really good.
Skittles hurt my teeth.
But after a while.
I don't know if that just tells you the state of my dental hygiene, but like Skittles destroy my teeth.
I got a molar back here. It's got a couple of, I got a root canal in my future. So the reason why I say M&M's with Reese's is because you mix them up, then you get that chocolate and peanut butter balance.
I gotcha. Yeah.
That needs to happen. Sure. You know, also what we used to do as a kid, probably why I'm probably teetering on the brink with diabetes here, is we'd have hot cocoa and then we'd throw some M&Ms in there at my grandma's house. Oh my God. And we just scoop up the M&Ms and it's just chocolate at that point. It's so good.
Most people do marshmallows. I've never heard of M&M's in the hot chocolate.
Oh, marshmallows. Yeah, I fuck with that. I also fuck with Cool Whip. Cool Whip's great. Like the ones that you spray them into your mouth. You know, don't get high from them. They just taste good. Also, I will take a Snickers if there isn't any. Twix are also great. I feel like we need to start scoring these candies. I think on our Halloween episode, we bring like 5 to 10 candies and we make like a tier.
Thank you for bringing up a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Are we dressing up as our favorite PlayStation characters?
Oh my God. Yes. Now.
Okay. I got to think of a costume that I can do on a $0 budget.
Yeah. I'm also thinking I'm going to be probably a Hispanic Kratos.
Oh, I got it. I will take Owen, my nephew, put him in a yellow pod and strap him to my chest.
That's great. Baby. Let's see. Coconut. Yeah. Yeah. Coconut sucks. Coconut just sucks. Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. God.
It's like paper.
I don't dig it.
Especially when you get like a dessert or something that has like coconut shavings on top. It's like, why does this have wax paper on it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, there's particle board in here.
Ugh.
What is this? Did someone put crayon in this? What is this texture? Exactly. It's the texture that's really fucked up, I think, more than just the taste. It's not allowed. But you know what? Banned. Along with the word, that's also banned. Coconut. And you know what you did, coconut. Again, Reese's Pieces, you gotta have chocolate in there. There's probably some like weird, like, law, you know, like some type of trademark where they can't even have the faintest reminiscent of chocolate or else, you know, the Mars factory people come and beat up the Reese's Pieces people. I really wish the right and left Twix had that real beef.
Right? Yeah. There's an actual factory where they are, the right and left side are right across the street from each other.
Yeah. Oh, here's something that's cursed. White Reese's stuffed with pieces. It looks fucked up. I don't like it. It looks like wax. Get away from me. Kill that. Also, can we also ban white chocolate? White chocolate sucks ass. It's just butter. I like milk chocolate, and I've learned to love dark chocolate.
So, I kind of like it, but too much white chocolate is to me what happens when you are when you were describing the candy corn situation.
Okay.
Couple pieces, yeah. Too many, stomach's going, oh boy. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. I also just recently learned that, like, do you like a good cookies and cream? Like a Hershey's cookies and cream?
I was about
bar?
To say that's the only time where that would be allowed.
But that's not even white chocolate. That's just like condensed milk. That's all it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I learned that the other day. I'm like, huh, okay. Interesting. I always thought it was chocolate, and they just called it cookies and cream.
Yeah. Huh. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Not me. Kyle, I think that's been a terrific state of the show. This is a great one. Again, I hope this all records. Because then,
fingers crossed.
I know, fingers crossed. Fingers we gotta crossed. Do the whole thing again, and that will be not fun. With all that said, with all that out of the way, thank you all so very much. Also, I just want to mention for our patrons, I'm gonna start revamping it. Not like something major, like 18 new shows. None of that. Just to make it easier for me when I'm putting the show together, because I missed last week. I literally remembered on Monday and then I forgot again. So I'm gonna revamp things to make things more clear and hopefully get these things out on the day of as well. I think I've structured it in a way that everything's gonna work out. It's gonna be great. So yeah. Also, Kyle, fuck, Road to Greatness. There you go. What's the show we do? I'm very excited. This month's gonna be a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
I should go back to Deathloop sooner than later. Should I?
I mean, maybe. I think even for that, we could just talk about all the games.
Like an in-review kind of thing?
Yeah. Like it is a lot. And there are some things in like Far Cry I'd love to touch on again. So, yeah. This holiday season is absolutely nuts. So, with all that said, with all that out of the way, love you all so very much. Keep what's about you. Keep hunting. Keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Bye-bye.